Idea Man.
Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
Innovator.
You know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Hand surgeons.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You have fish in the house, Tausch? Your kids have fish?
Fish? Yeah, we have a goldfish that we won at the Sun Prairie Corn Days Festival 2 years ago, and I'm amazed that this puppy's still rolling. But yeah, we do.
So it's interesting.
What's
you
your
say
secret?
That. Sun Prairie Corn Days, that's where they have the good fish.
I don't know if I'd say that's where they have the good fish. The fact that the fish's name is Giannis, and that fish just continues to plug away. And I think when you bring those home, you kind of assume you got, 2-3 weeks?
So now, I bring it up because we're at the Independence Day celebration in Greendale, where I live, and, you know, there's bands and stuff like that, and a little carnival. Yeah, and my son, he wanted to leave early, so he's over like, I'm going to take, because we had two cars down there, I'm going to take the other car. He goes, okay. He goes, but I have to go pick up my fish first. Like, really? Do explain. So he won himself a carnival fish.
Nice.
That fish, gone. He felt real bad about it. I'm like, look, dude, carnival fish.
It didn't survive?
Oh, no. So he goes to the pet store yesterday. That fish, gone.
Already?
Already gone. And he's taken the best possible care of it. It's a tank. It's a filter. He put the little stuff in that's supposed to make the water okay. He did all 0-for-2 in 48 hours.
I think we found the problem, because not to say we're neglecting, because we're not. We do not have a big, beautiful tank that this little goldfish now is getting bigger and bigger. We obviously feed it, but yeah, I mean, maybe you've taken too good care of it. Is that possible?
I keep trying to tell him. He's like, well, maybe the tank's not big enough. Maybe what I'm like, fish have been surviving. I'm like, you brought that thing home in a bag? God knows what they're doing.
How long it was in there, though?
I think that, I mean, that you kind of start adjusting to your surroundings. So if you're living in one of these things and they drop a ball in it to win the fish, and then they fire you in a plastic bag to go home, and then next thing you know, you put them up at the Taj Mahal, they're probably looking around like, what the heck? I got too much space. And they start freaking out, and that's maybe what happens to this fish.
Yeah. Over-partied. This is amazing.
Or those fish were living in a bag for a week and a half. And then the one that he bought at the store was just a feeder fish that had a life cycle of a week anyway.
I think this is a classic potato-patata deal. Like, I think it could be one or the other, and it could be both.
I think you're right, Tausch. The carnival fish, one of two things. It either lasts a matter of hours or days, or that thing's with you for years and turns into this giant big old fish.
I really think it comes down to those first 48 to 72 hours, because as your son found out, boom. And then as we found out, I think this fish is going to continue on for a long time. And you know what? We couldn't be happier about it here at the Tauscher House.
Have a great weekend, Tausch.
See you guys.